Mark chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there are some of those standing here who shall by no means taste death until they see the kingdom of God having come in power. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and brought them up alone into a high mountain privately. And he was transfigured before them. And his garments became sparkling, exceedingly white, such as no fuller on earth could whiten them. And Elijah and Moses appeared to them, and they were conversing with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to answer, for they had become extremely frightened. And a cloud appeared overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, This is my Son, the Beloved, hear him. And suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone, but Jesus only with them. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he ordered them not to relate to anyone the things which they had seen, except when the Son of Man has risen from the dead. And they kept the word, discussing among themselves what rising from the dead was. And they asked him, saying, Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he said to them, Elijah does indeed come first and restore all things. And how is it that it is written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be counted as nothing? But I tell you that Elijah has indeed come, and they did to him the things that they wished, even as it is written of him. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them, and some scribes disputing with them. And immediately, when all the crowd saw him, they were amazed, and they ran to him and greeted him. And he questioned them, What are you disputing with them? And one from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought to you my son, who has a dumb spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth, and he is wasting away. And I told your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. And he answered them and said, O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him. And when it saw him, the spirit immediately convulsed him greatly, and falling on the earth, he rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And he questioned his father, How long has this been happening to him? And he said, From childhood. And it has often thrown him both into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, You say, if you can. All things are possible to him who believes. Immediately, crying out, the father of the child said, I believe, help my unbelief. And Jesus, seeing that a crowd was running together toward him, rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, Dumb and deaf spirit, I order you, come out of him and enter into him no more. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and he became as though he were dead, so that many said that he died. But Jesus took hold of his hand and raised him, and he stood up. And when he entered into the house, his disciples questioned him privately, Why were we not able to cast it out? And he said to them, This kind cannot come out by any means except prayer. And they went out from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know about it. For he was teaching his disciples. And he said to them, "The Son of Man is being delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he has been killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand this saying, and were afraid to question him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he questioned them, "What were you reasoning about on the way?" And they were silent, for they had argued with one another on the way about who was greater. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." And he took a little child and set him in their midst, and taking him into his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one of such little children because of my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us." But Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for there is no one who will do a work of power in my name and be able soon to speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name that you are Christ, truly I say to you that he shall by no means lose his reward. And whoever stumbles one of these little ones who believe into me, it is better for him if a great millstone is placed around his neck and he is thrown into the sea. And if your hand stumbles you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than to have two hands and go away into Gehenna, into unquenchable fire. And if your foot stumbles you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye stumbles you, cast it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you restore its saltiness? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.